This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Lawyers for the Justice Department confirmed to federal judge Friday they are still working to add a question about citizenship to the U.S. Census. AP Sagar Magani reports U.S. President Trump says he's considering various ways to force the inclusion of the question on next year's census.
The Supreme Court has at least temporarily blocked the administration from asking about citizenship. The president says he's considering an executive order in a bid to change that.
It's one of the ways that we're thinking about doing it very seriously.
An executive order by itself would not override court rulings blocking the question, but might give administration lawyers new ways of persuading courts to include it. The census questionnaires are already being printed without the question, but the president's holding out hope.
Maybe do an addendum after we get a positive decision.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Officials are gathering Niger's capital this weekend for an African Union summit that begins the operational phase of a long-sought continental free trade zone. About 50 heads of state were due to arrive Friday, a day behind their foreign ministers, for Sunday's summit on the African Continental Free Trade Area. By integrating economies and reducing trade barriers like tariffs, the pact aims to increase employment prospects, living standards, and opportunities for the continent's 1.2 billion people and make Africans more competitive regionally and globally. NATO and Russia did not make any breakthroughs on the intermediate-range nuclear forces treaty in talks Friday. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg:
unfortunately, we have not seen any signs of a breakthrough, and time is running out. Today, allies urge Russia once again to return to full and verifiable compliance with the treaty.
Moscow says it is fully in compliance with the treaty. The United States said to pull out on August 2nd. This is VOA News.